Good afternoon and welcome to The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. There's a big lottery drawing happening in a few weeks from now in King County. It's not for a multi-million dollar payout. It's for something much more basic, affordable housing. Thousands of King County residents are applying to get on a wait list for Section 8 housing. That's a federal program that provides vouchers to help pay for a place to live. The wait list has 2,500 slots, and at last count, more than 19,000 people were trying to get on that wait list. King County Housing Authority serves residents all over the county except for Seattle and Renton. Stephen Norman is their executive director. He told me about who his agency serves.
It serves the poorest and most vulnerable families and households in our community. Over half the folks we house are either elderly or disabled. Of the rest, which are families, most of the family members are children. We house over 14,000 children every night.
Do you know any of the people on Section 8? Could you maybe describe a family?
Well, I think what we see is a lot of seniors, people who've worked all their lives and are now living on Social Security. And you can simply not rent an apartment in King County anymore just on a Social Security payment. The average rent on a one-bedroom is over $1,200, and that's more than people get in their monthly checks.
You're going to pick at random 2,500 people out of these 19,000, or probably more by next Tuesday, applications to get these housing vouchers. It's a random drawing, so how do you know that the people who get the vouchers will be those who are most needy?
Well, what we do is we sort out the list to essentially identify those who have a truly high level of need, and then the random lottery is actually within that group. So it has already been screened to identify those most in need.
Boy, it's going to be tough to tell those people who don't even get a chance at Section 8, isn't it?
It's very hard.
Where are the people applying for Section 8 housing living now?
Well, many of them are doubled up, or they're living in substandard housing, or increasingly we're seeing them as homeless. The count of folks on the street from the one-night count last month went up 20% over last year.
I'm talking to Stephen Norman. He's executive director of King County Housing Authority. In King County, there's an affordable housing crisis. What's your sense of how big the problem is?
I think the problem is massive, and we see that through the overwhelming number of calls we get every day from desperate people, families who are trying to have their kids succeed in school while they're couch surfing or living in motels, five to a room. We get it from seniors who simply can't choose anymore between paying for food and medicines and meeting the rent. The list is really just staggering.
Do you have any sense of how much Section 8 can do to fix that?
Well, at the current levels, we can't keep up with demand. I think there has to be a much greater focus on all levels of government at addressing the fact that wages and the kind of benefits that seniors and disabled receive simply do not reflect the cost of housing in today's market.
Why are you passionate about this issue?
Well, I believe in the community I live in and in the communities we all live in, and I don't think that we can succeed as a community if we have homeless kids trying to succeed in school, if we have veterans of our armed forces who are living on the streets, that we have people who are working full-time in low-wage jobs who can't afford to put their family into housing. We're not going to work, and the future of our communities is not going to work unless we deal with the housing issue.
That's Stephen Norman, executive director of King County Housing Authority. Sadly, Norman told us that because a lot of people know the Section 8 housing list is open, they have set up a lot of fraudulent websites trying to scam potential residents. Here's the real website if you're interested in getting on that wait list. It's kcha.org, kcha.org. And the deadline to apply for the Section 8 wait list is next Tuesday. It's probably going to be another 4 years before you can even apply to get on that list. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.